Annoy people on the quiet car and call the fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata back on the fan. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Some sad news yesterday, BT. At least sad for me, and I know a lot of Ranger fans as well, with Sam Rosen announcing that this will be the last year that he calls Ranger games. I got to be honest. Like, I miss him already. We and I have talked about this. This will be his 40th season.
Yep.
He's still the one guy that is doing games of the team that I grew up rooting for and watching when I was a kid.
Don't you think Mike Breen fits into that equation,
No,
too?
Because my first Knicks guy was Marv. I remember watching...
Mike was doing radio. Mike was in the booth with the Knicks with Clyde early.
Okay, but...
But you might not remember it, though. I got you.
Right. So, for me, as a child, like, it was, let's say, McCarver and Kiner for the Mets.
Yeah.
Or Fran Healy and Howie Rose,
Steve Zabriskie for a little bit back
little
in the
bit.
Day.
You know, for the Yankees, Rizzuto.
Messer.
Seaver was
White.
In there. Right, White. For me,
Dwayne Statz did some games.
Me, for the Knicks, it was Marv and John Andres when started watching.
Johnny Hoops.
Yeah,
rest in peace. I love John.
Yeah, you knew him well.
Knew him real well.
I wish that I did. I met him once, I think, but never really met him.
I met
him as a fan. Had
just
a son
the best.
In basketball.
What an awesome guy.
But Sam, I grew up listening to Sam when I first started becoming a Ranger fan. I'd say like 92-ish. And then it was Sam and JD. But he's still doing it 40 years later. Sterling might have been the only other guy, and he just sat down, obviously.
That's right.
My first memory of Yankee baseball on the radio was John Sterling. Well, my uncle put him on, or put it on, and put me on to him. You got to listen to this guy. He's nuts. And this was probably, you know, whatever, late 80s, early 90s.
Little did he know how his nephew would sound on the radio all those years later. You got to put this guy on. He's nuts.
Exactly. But Sterling just stepped down. But Sam is... God, he's the one voice of the Rangers. Even with the Knicks, there have been multiple voices.
Yep. Or Gus Johnson did TV for a while.
Gus
Mike Breen.
TV, right. So,
yeah, Marv, obviously. Yep. Jim Karvelas was before your time.
I remember the name. I'm not familiar.
His signature call was Bullseye.
He
like Rory Sparrow. Like I think on Channel 9. I think it was the Nick Road games back in the day. Yeah, Sam Rosen, first of all, he's amazing.
Yeah.
And, you know... I've always told you guys, like, hockey's among my least favorite sport. I mean, I'm a baseball, basketball, football guy. Hockey, I jump into the playoffs, and, you know, I'll watch the occasional game here and there. But when I'm flipping chatter, because I'm usually watching basketball, when I hear Sam's voice, even as a non-passionate hockey fan, he just sucks me in. Like, he just sounds New York. It sounds the Garden. You know it's the Rangers. 40 years is absolutely amazing. And he still sounds great.
Yeah, and that's what he said. He wants to go out on top. Hopefully the Rangers could do something special this year. It'll be fun to watch along and follow along, knowing that it's his final year. I like that, as opposed to just abrupt retirement.
Yeah.
But... It's sad.
It is sad. It's a little sad.
Sam Rosen is the guy. It's going to be a difficult transition, much like it will be for Yankee fans listening on the radio that knew John Sterling their whole lives. Like, no matter who gets the job, who's qualified or what, it doesn't matter because it's not going to be the familiar sound of John Sterling, similar to maybe when people take over here. Like, you know, no Mike and the Mad Dog or no Steve Summers. It's hard to replace legends that have been embedded for years. And with Rosen,
luckily they found us.
With Rosen, he's been there 40 years.
I know. Who's your top three favorite all time? New York broadcasters, radio, TV.
Can I give you the team or just individual?
Whatever you want.
Oh, man, that's a tough question.
That's a tough one. We've got a lot of great ones.
Like, I love this stuff, obviously. Like, it's not just, it's
that's
nice
a big
to get
part of the reason why we're doing what we do.
Correct.
Because we get sucked into the voices and stories and moments of certain individuals.
I would say Marv has to be number one just because I grew up at first wanting to be him. So
Marv one.
Marv and John Andres are probably my favorite. I shouldn't say my favorite tandem, but for the Knicks, God, back in the 90s, Marv would be my isolated number one.
Okay.
This is impossible for me to answer.
By the way, Gus Johnson was great on the Knicks, too.
Your favorite for the Knicks?
I'll kind of kick around a few things. The problem with Gus, though, is that he had a lot of bad teams. Like, Gus was doing, the Eddie Curry stuff, and it's not his fault, but...
He was doing the radio when I was producing the games back when Fan had them years ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He must have fun down the line with him, right?
Gus
likes to have a little fun.
Did he do the radio with John Andres?
Yeah.
Okay, so Johnny Hoops went from
TV to
with
radio.
Marv to radio.
Correct.
Right, okay. I remember more TV, but then did the game.
This is going to sound sacrilegious because he's amazing. I like Marv. I don't like and I don't mean this to sound disparaging at all. He truly is a titan of industry, clearly. And I do like him, and I joined listening to him. I don't put him on that pedestal that others do.
Interesting. I know everybody does.
I know.
And for me, it just goes back to the 90s, the NBA, the Knicks specifically.
The association with the time frame.
Put it this way. I'm torn with Howie, who I grew up watching on TV first.
Yep.
I loved Howie and Fran Healy doing games.
Phil Rizzuto's on the list for me. Yeah, I'm definitely throwing one there. Too. Scooter is the best. I felt like I was listening to my grandfather.
You're asking. I know.
That was the best part.
Even me, I love that.
Yep.
God, that's so tough. I'll put it this way. Sam's on that list.
That's why I asked. Sam seems to be in your top three.
Yeah, I don't know who's coming off or who would be the third person in because I can't take Marv off, and I'm not taking Sam off. Sam Rosen has to be on there. Hey, dude, he's been the guy to a point where it's the first time in my life where I'm like, damn, who's going to replace him? This is a problem. Watching Ranger games the same way for, you know, however many years I've been doing, I'm only 44, and he's been doing it for 40 years. My whole life, I'm watching Ranger games. Sam is the guy. No matter who replaces him, to me, it's going to be a significant change.
We want the cup. We got to get him a cup.
They better make him go out in style.
We got to get him a cup.
Oh, man. And this one will last a lifetime. God,
you know, let me ask you this. Yeah, I know. Let me ask you this. Like, we always, and this is our perspective, so that's really all that we factor in. We sit here and wonder, you know, what's a Ranger game going to be like without Sam Rosen? Man, we're going to really miss him. Jeez. Put yourself in their shoes, though. Like, imagine the sadness. Yeah, and the emptiness that, now, I'm sure they're satisfied with an amazing career. They've made money.
Yeah.
Their place in New York sporting lore is forever cemented. But think about how dramatically their life changes. Like, John Sterling, and that he stepped down because he wanted to, not doing games. You know, I'm sure the Rangers didn't kick out Rosen. He wants to go out on top.
Right.
So after next year, whether it's the 82nd regular season game and how many knows how many, you know, I mean, the playoff games, that's it. And then his whole routine, and I believe he's 77, so he's not old, 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 but he's certainly not young. Like, think about how that impacts him.
Right.
We think about us.
Yeah,
I know. Void in his life.
Well, he's the one who chose to step down.
I understand.
It's
also physical limitations. It's hard to travel.
Well, you're getting older,
you know,
too. It's like, how many years are you going to do this? You go to your 90? I mean, you want to live life a little bit, too, you know, kind of sit back and enjoy the grandkids, as he was saying. I was reading the Post article. You know, the only thing I could say is I experienced it, I guess, a little bit when JD moved on.
Yeah.
Because it was like, oh my God, Sam and JD. And even though I think Micheletti's
good.
He's excellent.
Yeah, he is.
And
good.
I do really enjoy him.
He's not JD. He's not JD to us.
Correct. And it's not his fault. It's not his problem. He might even be better than JD, but I grew up loving Sam and JD.
Yeah.
Those are my guys. I miss those guys. It's like when Gary, Keith, and Ron, whenever it is that they go their separate ways, like, yeah, the Mets booth can be great, but it's not those three, like, or the TNT show that we talk about with those guys, with, you know, Kenny
Shaq
and Charles
and Kenny Smith and
Ernie
guys.
Johnson, like, it's just, it'll be different. It doesn't
sure, you can bring in Dwayne Wade. It seems he'll be fine. It's just not the same.
Same thing.
He's not Charles Barkley and Shaq. Ripping on each other.
You could put in different people and do a fun, entertaining show, but it's not Mike and the Dog. Like,
do you remember, like, I don't think I had it, unless I'm misremembering. I really don't think we had Sports Channel back in the day. Did you have Sports Channel?
I did.
You probably had it on Long Island, right?
You had to pay to get Sports Channel.
We weren't even able to pay for it for a couple of years. Like, even if we wanted to.
I don't remember the deal with that other than my grandfather, who was a Yankee fan, would not pay for Sports Channel, so he became a Braves fan because he was watching the Braves.
Oh, that's how it started? This is the grandfather you told me about.
Yes.
Gotcha.
So
okay.
That's what I remember. I do remember as a kid, though, for me having Sports Channel.
You do.
But that was probably the mid-90s.
Okay, this is just curiosity. Yeah. Like, I don't know the answer, and you probably don't because you're a couple of years younger than me. Like, who was doing the Net? Like, at one point, it was the Mets, the Nets, and the Islanders on Sports Channel, right? Who was doing the Islander games during that dynasty? I don't know.
No, I don't know.
Who was doing the Net game? I think it was Marv's brother.
Sports Channel went back to the 80s? Early
80s? Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, I remember more in the 90s.
Dove, do you recall any of this? Any info?
Steve Albert sounds familiar.
I feel like one of the Alberts did the Nets, and was Gary Thorne or was that Zabriskie doing the Mets?
That's
a long time ago,
but
Gary Thorne,
remember too.
Gary Thorne was good.
To almost bring it full circle, maybe Kenny Albert is the one to replace Sam Rosen.
Or LaGreca.
Has he done the TV
He's
stuff?
He's done a ton of radio. He's done a lot of games.
I'm not saying who I would choose.
Yeah, no, me
neither.
I think Don does a good job with the radio. I mean, but doesn't Kenny have such an extensive schedule with the other stuff? He does football. He does everything.
But I'm sure being the voice of the Rangers.
Yeah.
Sam does football as well. So,
no, I know.
So, you know.
Still? Is he doing it this year?
No. I don't know, but he did football for a while. Doing games on Fox. Either way.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's sad, but it's really the... Yeah.
Well, congrats on a great career to Sam Rosen.
That's the point. An acknowledgement of 40 years that will forever cement you as an icon. Great job, Sam.
Exactly. One of the best to ever do it. All right, we'll come back, take more of your calls on the other side. BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019.